According to the Tampa police, in total, there were 5 Gasparilla arrests, including 2 felonies for battery on law enforcement. One missing child was reunited with their family, and 20 vehicles were towed. FWC reported 5 cases of boating under the influence. In other Gasparilla news, according to a press release, the Florida Aquarium plans to recycle beads by donating them to a nonprofit. The McDonald Training Center, which would resell them for next year. In order to receive a half-price admissions ticket, a person must donate 5 gallons of beads by February 5th. It's part of the Bead Free Bay initiative by Tampa Mayor Jane Castor to keep plastic out of the ocean. For WMNF News, I'm Sophia Aparicio Gallagher.